unconscionable? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. While we await the Supreme Court's verdict on Obamacare, here comes another glimpse into the pre-Obamacare we enjoy right now. The Minnesota Attorney General has released a report on a hospital debt collection company, which came up with a surefire way to make sure patients pay up, embedding their debt collectors in delivery rooms, cancer wards, even emergency rooms.
A whistleblower said, if we don't get money from patients in the ER, we will be fired.
And there are some pretty cool incentives to encourage the debt collectors.
In one instance, the winner could throw a pie in a manager's face.
And it worked. Marsha Newton's 3-year-old son, Max, was on his way into surgery when out of nowhere.
As one nurse was putting on Max's wristband for his surgery, another employee was taking my credit card to process my payment.
The Minnesota Attorney General calls this unconscionable, but when I return a rental car, for example, and the person runs out to the car with the bill before I even get out, that's considered a convenience. Maybe the hospitals figure it's just more convenient to bill you as the anesthesia is dripping. Of course, that is not the way the Minnesota Attorney General, Lori Swanson, sees it.
Patients were treated like a figure on a balance sheet, and the more they collected, the more money the shareholders of Accretive made.
But if the Supreme Court decides that government can't force people to buy health insurance, the hospitals will still have to be paid. And as I read the tea leaves, the last thing Americans want is some bureaucrat like the Minnesota Attorney General bossing around our health care providers. Just be sure to duct tape your credit card where the surgeon can easily scan it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.